Good morning, everyone, and welcome to another audio boo. This is Melissa. This boo audio recording, whatever you want to call it, is going to be extremely serious. And the reason why is because of an article I read. For those of you who are following me on Twitter, I just got my hands on a really cool app that lets me read newspapers. And in the future, I might subscribe, but right now I'm not, so you only get like 3 articles a day to read. But I was reading an article, and I'm always into the murder mysteries and stuff, but I read some articles this morning that really, really troubled me. The first one bothered me, but the second one was even more bothersome. The first one was basically about this woman who claims she dropped her camera and her boyfriend assaulted her because of that, so now she had to kill him. She remembers shooting him, but she doesn't remember stabbing her husband or her boyfriend so many times and dragging him into the shower. And she was a former Palm Desert resident. And I believe the trial was in Phoenix. But because she lived in Palm Desert, they had an article on her. But the second article, see, I was, you know, kind of browsing through the local news and the state and regional stuff in the paper. And my husband stopped me and he said, "Wait a minute, somebody was charged with molestation charges." And he stopped me and he goes, "Read that. What is that all about?" Well, somebody here in our local school district, he was a fourth grade teacher and he was engaging in inappropriate, I don't want to give out names or craziness or anyway, but this is in our local paper. And he was basically inappropriately engaging or engaging in inappropriate sexual behavior. He was touching female students in inappropriate ways. Basically, there's a lawsuit going on with the Desert Suns Unified School District, which is, you know, all which is the Desert School District here. And they're basically, the school district is being sued because despite all the many problems that he had, and in fact, you know, being the fact that he admitted that he had, you know, inappropriate sexual propensities and couldn't control himself, and despite all the stuff that all the warning signs, the school district continued to let him teach alone and have access to more female students. This had been going on. He had been a teacher with the district since 86. And this had been going on for several years at more than one elementary school. And that really bothered me because, first of all, if you are an official of a school district, your job at your school, whether you're a principal, a vice principal, even a parent, if you see any molestation or anything happening to a student, I would work my ass off to get this person removed from the district. Even if I had to go to court, I would do so. No one ever should be having molesters, child molesters. I don't care what, I don't care if he's not an actual child molester, but he is a child molester, in my opinion. He may not be going on the streets and doing crazy stuff to children, but the point is he's a child molester, in my opinion, because he was engaging in inappropriate behavior with girls at his school. And I don't agree with that. That bothers me. That bothers me that officials don't step up and take responsibility, and he should have been removed a long time ago. Well, now this family that's suing the school district, they've got a prominent attorney who represented people like Michael Jackson. He represented a congressman. So he's like a very high LA prominent attorney. So he's, I have a feeling that this family is going to win this suit. Because anybody in their right mind would not allow for a teacher that's got inappropriate sexual behavior, inappropriate tendencies. I wouldn't allow them to be teaching at my school district if I were running a thing. I'll be back with another audio.